on the KT show? What the hell's going on at the Ticket? Why is KT having his own show? Well, the Cowboys lost yesterday, and I know everyone's feeling kind of sad about it, so they wanted to bring in some fresh blood, And right now I'm going to take a call from a guest. The guy, let me punch him up right here. Who do we have here? Who is this, sir?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
It's Bob.
Bob, where are you calling from, Bob?
I'm calling from Victory Plaza.
So let me hear those hot Cowboys opinions, Bob.
Well, we'll get to those later. I'm disappointed they lost in Seattle. How about you, KT?
I kind of hate the Cowboys.
You hate the Cowboys?
Yeah. It's a little known fact that I'm actually an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
You too?
Did we just become best friends?
Wow. Let's go do karate in the garage.
Boom.
No, we are out here right now. Aside from making our listeners mad, we are out here right now with Donovan Lewis.
Hello, Bob. Hello, KT. It's nice to be on your show. First-time caller.
Hello, Donovan.
And we are reporting live from the DART station at Victory Plaza because I don't believe on this train. I believe this is the train before the train. That's the orange line right there that just pulled up southbound from the Irving Convention Center, and it's 20 minutes in front of the actual train in question. Now, the actual train in question contains both Dan McDowell and Jake Kemp of Bad Radio, and they are beginning their Guest Booking League 2012 payoff. And within 20 minutes, like right now, they might be headed past, I don't know, what do you think? Maybe,
I don't know. It's
a pretty
good shot. They may just be getting on the train right now at the Irving Convention
Center. You think?
I think so.
I thought it was like a 40-minute ride, believe it or not. But I think they go past Texas Stadium and then up at Northwest Highway. They might have to merge with the Green Line, maybe. I'm not even sure how it works. But by 12:20, we got Engineer Blake out here and Donnie and myself, and we will welcome them. And why will we welcome them? Because they're not just riding the train. They're riding the train as Batman and Robin.
We put out the bat signal, Bob. And they are going to deliver on that bat signal in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, if you follow the Twitter feed, KT, at SportsSturm, or probably any of the Bad Radio Twitter feeds, if you just hate me, you can see pictures right now of Batman and Robin on the orange line. And they look like they're fighting crime even as we speak.
No one's messing with them. That is a crime-free train,
yes,
right there, Bob.
Yes, anyone that was going to rob that train has...
you have another thing coming.
Has changed their mind, so... that's going on even as we speak. So, KT, great being on your show. Our show begins in just a few minutes. Back to you.
Thanks for calling in, Bob. Good to know. Good to know. Now, 12:01 on the Ticket. Let's fire up some fake Jerry and fake Wade with a Teenage Dream.
You into Katy Perry, Jerry?
I love Katy Perry, Wade.
I do, too. Let's get going.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you'll get me, so I'll let my walls come down, down.
Before you met me, I was a wreck and I was kind of heavy. You brought me to life now.
Tonight, no regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I, we'll be young forever. You make me
feel like I'm living a
teenage dream.
The way you turn me on,
I can't sleep.
So let's wait.
That made me happy.
It's good to see you again, Jerry.
Not so good to see you.
12:03 on the KT show. Bad Radio on deck. Norm just got the heck out of here. And I know the Cowboys lost yesterday, and everyone's kind of feeling a little sad about that. So take this time to punch your pillow and, maybe shed a little tear. Oh, yeah. sexy mess.
It's time to heal, KT.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone, and you're sure you. In case you didn't know, this is my first day as an FM, as an AM radio DJ playing music. There was supposed to be some Bill Parcells on that song, but there wasn't. We've got another caller. Who do we have now?
This is still Bob and Donovan. So do we have it? We don't have fake Parcells?
No, we don't have it.
What do you mean we don't have it? It's in there, I swear.
I'm looking and I can, you know.
No, everybody hurts. Search Everybody Hurts. Let's do that. We can do this. We can do this together live on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I searched it at like 11:30, too.
It's just,
I mean, it's in there, but it's labeled something special.
KT. Well, I'll tell you what.
I thought KT had promise.
Do you feel good about the open?
I don't know. Jake did it, so, I feel extremely confident about it.
Robin did it. Just call him by his right name. All right, well, we are 14 minutes away from their arrival, maybe their revival, maybe the revival of this show. And let's do a bad radio open next on The Ticket.
Previously on Bad Radio.
Jake, where do you want to go?
Ace Cash.
Who?
Ace Cash, he said.
Ace Cash Express Girl, yeah.
Wait, I need to... might have to overrule
you. Have 10 seconds, dude.
Yeah, hey, go for it. Overrule
selection.
I want Vinnie Paul.
All right, Vinnie Paul.
Take Jenna, Bob.
Jenna has slipped to Team Bob. Sean,
yes.
With fourth pick, the Ace Cash Express.
Attaboy, Bob.
All right, I'm sorry.
We drafted for value there.
And this was the finished product. This is not a group of people.
No, we actually did another one first, and then we won the video contest,
and they
wanted some changes. So the original one.
Like, this is how you got this gig?
Yeah, it was a video contest.
Oh.
On poptent.com.
Wow, you're just plugging every
for the filmmakers
website.
That are looking to make some money.
So is this your first act?
Mm-hmm.
Your first acting gig is this. Have you ever done anything on film or stage or what?
Like in high school a little bit.
Okay.
But not really. I was in sports. But this is, you know.
Big.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean likes sports.
Well, don't cry with me if something happens. You know I was the guy that did it. It was live action. If it kills me, yay! I did what I love doing. I'm doing what I love to do, cheering up people. And that's what I'm doing in the United States right now.
That's exactly.
I mean, they dare me to cheer up the United States. I said, well, let's go do it. So I got the team together. I said, let's go.
That's exactly.
Let's go get it done. Let's go cheer up the United States.
I mean, that's exactly where I was going. The fact that when he died, some people said, well, I mean.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's just my call there on my phone. I'm sorry I left that on there.
No, that's
the ringtone on your phone.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You?
We were happy to hear your ringtone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this guy's awesome.
Do you sell that on your website or anything?
I made up myself.
Okay. Who said never? What is that?
Right. Because you don't, right?
Hey, let's see how we do this. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, this is John Witherspoon. Bang, 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 bang. Don't nobody go in the bathroom for the next 35 or 45 minutes. And I never listen to Bob and Dan's show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Let me do one more. Here we go.
Yeah. Do another. That one's horrible.
Oh, hey, this is John Witherspoon. Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. In the refrigerator, eating up all the food. All the chitlins, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I like chitlins. I want to eat some of them pig feet. And one more thing, I never listen to the Bob and Dan show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. No, I don't. Get the D.
To think that you guys had that much success on a night where usually people are going out and entertaining themselves and finding other forms of entertainment on a Friday night. Usually
one of the quotes that I put in the book is a quote from Red Fox. Didn't go out on Friday night till after they watched Sanford and Son.
Okay. All right. That's a pretty good quote. That's words to live by, I guess. I guess that's the
truth. Don't get mad at me. I didn't say that.
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you at all. This is Damon Wilson.
No, wait a minute. I don't know about colored people or black people, but he said, didn't go. He said, son, we the biggest in America. He said, don't go out on Friday night till they see you, Sanford.
All right, Damon Wilson, Lamont from Sanford and Son.
And look how you've impressed your hero, Bob. I've helped Bob. Maybe sometime in the future, he can help me out.
Maybe if you asked me for a hand, you wouldn't be dressed up as Batman on the public transportation, bud.
Yeah, wow. Batman and Robin don't need help. You guys are superheroes.
Donnie, you know who this guy is?
Look how happy Bob is today.
Just grab something
I've helped
your
Bob.
Belt.
I've helped my hero. You know what Mike Soroy did? It's like he went to Kroger, and he stood outside and begged for money and asked for money, and he got donations, and he's going to go give it to Big Oil. Here you go. I'm out here begging for Big Oil.
Bob's OPEC.
Bob wins every year.
Hi, this is Yardley Smith. I never listen to bad radio on The Ticket. Woo-hoo!
That appears to be the orange line, ladies and gentlemen, live from Victory Station in Dallas, Texas. The orange line has arrived, Donovan. This is so exciting.
It really is. The doors are opening, Bob.
The doors are opening.
We are waiting to see if our superheroes are going to step out.
That is an extremely empty train.
It really is.
So will they emerge from behind the greenery?
Well, this is very exciting.
Will they get out of this train?
I think they fought so much crime that they killed everyone on the train. There's no one left.
Is there a dark night? It's pulling away.
It's pulling away, and I only see
Hold
one.
On. Are they on the other side? This is interesting. That was the orange line, wasn't it?
Yes. This is almost like oh, no, there's somebody.
Oh,
there's Tom Gribble.
Wait a minute.
We have our superheroes, ladies and gentlemen.
There they are. This is so exciting. That looks like Batman with a backpack and a coffee cup.
And Keen
sandals. And that over there looks like the Boy Wonder.
And boy, the Boy Wonder brought his lunch today, so he won't be hungry fighting crime.
He has his lunch in a lunch sack. Here they are now, some 150 yards away from our broadcast point here with Bob and Donovan live on the air on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is so exciting. Look at them. The train was not only crime-free, but completely empty.
I don't think anyone wanted to ride the train.
I don't know
if Batman and Robin.
I don't know if Dart is looking into the financial pluses and minuses of the orange line so far.
I'll tell you what. The Joker, the Penguin, none of those guys are on that train. Because guess what? Batman and Robin are on that.
Yeah.
They are fighting crime.
That's exactly right. Now they are within 75 yards, and there appears to be an Aggie with combat shorts on today with awesome fatigues and a camera phone. And here they come. Look at that. Both, I can't really even tell if, in fact, they are people we know or are they just superheroes.
Yeah, I really can't tell. The masks just...
I can tell Batman has been doing some incredible ab work, and this is really what it's all about here. The payoff for the GBL
I'll tell you what,
season.
Boy Wonder needs to invest in some more shoes. I don't know if he can fight crime
this
in those
really awesome
shoes like that.
There's Keens, and oh, wow, those appear to be some variation of Chuck Taylor or perhaps... those are Nikes. Wow, black on black, Robin. Nicely done, wearing the two-strap Kevin Durant backpack.
There you go, Boy Wonder. Man.
And here they are. Day one of five of their commute is now at least inbound completed. Dan McDowell.
No, it's Batman.
Batman.
Yes.
And Robin, ladies and gentlemen, live on our airwaves. Gentlemen, welcome to work.
How are we?
Good afternoon.
Hello, Batman. How are you?
This is really quite awesome to see you guys outfitted exactly as I dreamed. How was it from your standpoint?
Hey, you got a wacky shirt on, don't you?
I do have a wacky shirt on.
Hey, but don't turn the attention to anyone else. This is all about you right now.
So no trouble from train security.
They don't exist.
Doesn't appear
no.
like...
No. At the Irving Convention Center...
It's like your personal train, it looks like.
It seems to be like news to them that there is public transportation that takes off from there.
There's no parking lot.
No one knew. There's no parking.
What do you mean there's no parking?
You park at the Irving Convention Center and you walk across a field. A literal field of grass.
Just 50, two of us.
At least 100.
More Robin, please, Blake. We need a little more Robin.
Was the worst part. He's always playing second fiddle to Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
Just to make any sense.
Boxing him out here a little bit. Yeah, so...
Well, the Robin costume. Let's just take that backpack off just to show everybody.
We're working with you.
Look, the Batman costume's gay.
Yeah.
But...
I look like a fairy. Like an actual
look
fairy.
Look what he's wearing.
Like an actual one.
Yeah.
No, you're not...
This totally
like
is...
My 8-year-old daughter loves shirts like this. The half shirt.
Dude, look at the back, too. It's like a corsage or whatever.
How
it's
does like he get... In the back. His cape is 2 feet long.
Yeah.
It's like a little...
Yeah. Man, nobody would ever pick that outfit to fight crime. There's
holy
no
macaroni
way.
And cheese, Batman.
We were wondering. We're riding the dart. There were some...
Boy, that's a very revealing outfit, too. Not much left for the imagination, is there?
There's a little ridge.
Are you happy to see me, Robin?
You can hold off, though, dude. You really can.
Yeah, I just blasted my arms this weekend. Cause I knew
I was going to ask, how'd you negotiate who was who? How was the negotiation?
I guess
session?
It was just unwritten. Nobody ever nobody said a thing.
I never even thought about it.
Like, Robin knew he was Robin.
Of course.
Batman knew he was not going to negotiate off the Batman costume.
Yeah, probably. But we were worried on the train. Like, there were some seedy characters that hopped on and off during our ride here.
Uh-huh.
And we were thinking, if something did go down, like if some lady started to get mugged or whatever, wouldn't we be looked to like we must do something here?
I'm not going to lie, though. It seemed like the couple ladies kind of loved it.
Were they?
Yeah.
A little groundwork.
Well, our walk over to the dart station from the convention center.
Job fair.
A chick pulled over and got out of her car and said, hey, can I get a picture with you guys? No, not a listener or anything.
Really?
She had no idea. She wanted
just
a picture with us.
Two guys wanted to ride the train as Batman and Robin.
Didn't even ask what the deal was.
You know, my vision, because I feel like this was my idea.
You're fighting crime. There's no need to ask. We all know the mission of Batman and Robin.
Right. My vision of this, and I think it was my idea, the costumes and the payoff idea for this season. I don't come up with many of them, but I think this was mine, was just the idea that you'd be on a train and Batman would be reading a book while riding the train. And I really didn't...
Yeah.
It's not far off.
I really didn't know where it would go from there, and I didn't know if it had 5 days of mileage, although I do realize that you're two guys that just don't appear to be candidates to ride the train under normal circumstances. Like, you're not saying...
We would have stood out without the costumes.
You're not sitting there with your monthly budget saying, if I rode the train, it would give me like $100 more a month that I would save on gas.
I would get an extra job to not have to ride the train. You know, a little part-time thing at Blockbuster or something. just to not have to ride the train.
Afford the gas and not have to even bother, huh?
It made me think of Risky Business, though, when I saw that one blonde on there. Did you ever see Risky Business, Jake? Is that...
I have.
Am I dating myself?
No, I've seen that one.
I'm trying to think of what about Risky Business would remind you of this. Do I need to see it again to
because,
remember the train
scene? Tom Cruise had great sex with Rebecca De Mornay on the train.
Wow.
It was late night, though.
Dude, the wind is making his cape just fly off in the wind. It's the greatest thing ever.
As a kid, that was one of the best sex scenes I've ever seen.
Hey, guys. How's it going? We're just out here.
I should go run with those guys.
Yeah, let's run real quick. Let's run.
Funny with them.
All right, let's see if their cape flies as they run. Jump some jumpers.
Batman Kevin Keane.
Wow, there they go.
The worst superhero idea ever.
Batman and Robin have joined a couple joggers, and their capes fly in the, with great speed. Almost like Mike Modano's jersey when he'd be skating down the ice back in the
day.
Now,
is this the first time, Bob?
Look at that.
Is this the first time that you would really want Robin to save you other than Batman, the way we're looking right now?
Again, and I think we all know our place in this world, just Robin does seem like a plausibly reasonable idea of what a superhero might be. Dan, when he runs, it just... it's really awesome. It's really what I hope for, is Dan as a superhero. And I'm sure Christian Bale is wondering if he's hearing footsteps behind him as the guy who takes the next Batman role. I love it. I love it. I'm very happy. Are you guys good?
Loving it.
Ready to talk sports?
Let's do it.
What?
Are you going to last a week? You love it. You're loving it right now.
No, we're
looking Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, I didn't realize, looking at the calendar, tomorrow.
Oh, it's Dunham & Miller Open Day.
Well, have you ever heard somebody happier?
Oh, it sure
is. It's Dunham & Miller Open Day.
Well, actually,
I don't know. I'm not sure how the train gets you there, but I think everybody will be happy to see you there.
Yeah, we'll probably have to take a day off the train in order to golf.
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 Surely we can build a train track to whatever golf course. Because doesn't golf course scream you need mass transit to get everyone there?
You know what?
They got their clubs.
I always said I would golf more if the train just dropped me off right at hole number one.
I need to see you trying to tee off. I need you with a golf club in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Would it just pound it like 600 yards?
Well, yeah. Batman would be like the world's best. Right. Well, what's his touch like around the greens, though?
And if we're previewing the week, I think Jake on Wednesday. I don't know if I can make it, but the ticket basketball game starts at 7.
In.
And he'll be there in this outfit playing a game.
I will run one game wearing the outfit.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think I'm in.
Be there.
I'm in just to see it. All right, so there it is. Jake,
Thank Blake, too.
Blake from engineering.
From engineering, because he skipped class just to do this.
Wow. Blake,
one more picture.
Just
you two
to
get
do
together.
This.
You two get together. One more.
Blake, props to you, sir, for making this happen. We appreciate that. And any amount of the sweat you had to endure. Now, Batman and Robin are here, so now what we're going to do is transition right into sports talk.
What?
They're actually going to participate in sports talk.
Batman's going to slide down the pole, get into the Batmobile, shoot over to the studio, and bam, he'll be right there once the segment starts.
Did Batman watch the Seahawks play yesterday? We find out next.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
12:38, I'm dressed like Batman.
You know what Gotham needed today?
Your mom?
A smile. Gotham needed a smile.
We have bitter Batman.
Well,
sometimes Batman has to...
this thing is not comfortable. And you know what? And here's the problem.
I don't think there's a problem.
I admitted this to Jake. I left it in the hands of Tom and thought, oh, Tom has this. And that's a fish sandwich if I've ever eaten one, is it not, Bob? Just that thought right there.
I think he did very well.
So, well, you don't even see what he did.
This costume I went out and got. Oh, okay.
Because he went out and got a movie-type costume that takes at least a half hour to put on. Because I did it yesterday.
Are you saying modern-day Batman?
Yeah.
And it's
like a 17-part Black Knight.
Is it like a Dark Knight scuba outfit?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredibly hot. But it takes a long time to put on, and then you can't really move. And you can move long enough for the director to tell you, scene, and then you do your scene, and then you get out of the cut. So then I went and bought this one, and this has got, as you see,
You are now the proud owner of that bad boy?
Yeah.
Dude,
wear it whenever I want.
That is awesome.
You want to high-five me?
A little role-playing at night?
I feel like you're in my size range. Who knows what... We could use this Batman costume.
Halloween
for
is covered, man.
Sure.
For years.
I'm just talking about the freaky stuff. Just roll in and save her from...
What does a Batman costume cost?
Oh, it was only like 40, 50 something. Something like that. $40. It was nothing.
I'll take 24.
Well, anyways, then the modern day costume has these fake abs and fake chest and fake muscles, which... covers up a fat guy nicely, but it's made of rubber, so it's just a little heat
lamp down in there. It's a sauna down in my chest right now, which is exuding lots of sweat. And just put your hand there, and you'll feel the heat coming out. It's.
Do you have undergarments on?
It's a bit tight. Yeah, I have underwear and an undershirt.
You
but yeah,
know
I guess
Batman
if this thing
wears
splits,
draws. Come on now.
There's yes, nowhere for pockets though.
No.
All my stuff is in my bag.
Where are you gonna put your beeper? Your sports beeper that beeps you every time the Rangers score.
It is, like I said, I left that costume part of it to Tom, and then in the end, I only can blame myself because I shouldn't have done that. So Costume World, thanks to them for giving us like an $8,000 Batman outfit that I can't wear. They also, you know, and then we did a one-minute Google search or what? eBay search. And yeah, there's right away. Could have had a nice Batman and Robin costume for $30 total. But if I would have just done it a
well,
week ago,
you know,
I would have done it right.
Sometimes Ryan Cook snaps the ball before Tony Romo's looking for it, but we're still going to blame Tony Romo. We're still looking at you, the quarterback of this whole thing, the Batman.
That's right.
Of this whole thing. We're not going to blame Alfred if you're wearing the wrong Batman costume.
You're right, in the end.
We're going to look at Batman and say...
I said I blame myself for ever saying, I think Tom has this.
Why is Bane taking over our city and blowing up Heinz Field? Spoiler alert.
Well, I'd love it if you had a Bane mask, Bob. So
where's Mike Soroy in all this? Sorry. I'm sorry. Let's be a good sport. We needed to cheer everybody up. And
yes, Soroy. If Soroy didn't do what he did, then we would have had Bob and Sean also with us on the train. But Soroy...
I would have figured out a way out of that mess.
Soroy wanted to make sure that he helps his career in the future, perhaps, because Bob might be able to help me. He knows a lot of people and could open some doors.
Bob said he was going to book him on his TXCN show.
And
I don't have one. All right. Well, let's all cheer up. We got Robin over there.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good, too. Robin's over there. Look at him. He looks like he's ready to talk sports.
I feel great.
That's good. I like your positive vibe you're trying to put on this thing. Let's try to make it to like Monday at 2 with a positive vibe. That's good.
All right, we'll tease ahead and just start Cowboys, and that's all we'll do for the rest of the show. But I do want to remind everybody that tomorrow, I forgot about what week this is. It's the Dunham and Miller Open. So I will be there like this, right?
That's great.
Do I have to? Do you want to give us a day off?
I can't think of any other way out of this mess.
Would you like to give us a day off on having to dress up?
There could be untoward figures at the Dunham Miller Open looking to start a hostage situation or a bank robbery, and we need you there.
Who thought of the whole superhero genre? Like, who would wear this? It doesn't make sense, does it?
I don't know. As I get older, I'm kind of liking the superhero genre a little more.
I've always liked it more when I was younger, like every other human in the world.
I missed. I was watching football and Star Wars stuff. Yeah. My kids asked me very basic Batman and Spider-Man questions.
How about the kid that walked onto the train? Oh, my gosh. I think we ruined the kid because I didn't have my mask down.
You were smoking.
I was...
Batman smoking! No, Bobby!
Robin had a highball.
Winston.
Okay.